Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel of God. Chapter 9. Preaching the gospel does not justify preachers before God. Considering that the gospel expresses the power of God for salvation and eternal life for all human beings who receive it, both the Jew and the Greek, or Gentile, the preaching of the gospel has become the most significant or vital announcement to be proclaimed or disseminated to human beings. And for those who come to cooperate in the proclamation of the true gospel, the scriptures tell us that Romans 10:15 b. As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." Preaching, proclaiming, announcing, or witnessing about Christ, the essential part offered in the gospel of God, is undoubtedly one of the noblest tasks that a person can do towards one's fellow men and is one of the most beautiful fruits that a person can come to express as a result of a life of fellowship and permanence in Christ. Nevertheless, even though the work of preaching the gospel is such a noble action, this does not mean that it can be considered as a work of justification of the preacher before God, as many may come to think and as it was exposed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself in the following text. Matthew 7, 13-23. "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" When people start to think that they will be able to establish their fellowship with the Lord Jesus based on the works they do, and not based on the work of faith in the Lord Jesus and the work of justification that Christ provided on the cross of Calvary, they begin again to try to replace the salvation by grace, and through faith in the Lord, with the supposed salvation that would be possible to be achieved through human works. Falling back into the distorted or wicked thought that the human being oneself may come to be justified by one's works. Thus, when people start to think that they have to preach the gospel to be justified, they try to turn this preaching into law or obligation to be performed by all those who received the gospel and no longer as an action or expression to be carried out of understanding, love, and a heart filled with the presence of the Spirit of the Lord. When people begin to think that the work of preaching the gospel can justify them before God, sin, law, the world, and darkness, they depart from the understanding that what justifies a person is the gospel itself and not one's work of preaching the gospel. Romans 3:28. "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law." Romans 5:1-2. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." So, how may a person properly preach salvation and the newness of life in God through faith if one oneself comes to believe that it is through the work of preaching that one is saved and not through grace and faith in the gospel? Preaching the gospel to be justified because of the preaching work is iniquity, for it is opposed to the very offer of salvation and life that is in the gospel itself and that the preacher says he or she is offering. Preaching the gospel of salvation through faith in Christ, thinking that the work of preaching justifies the preacher, is to preach the offer of a solution that the preacher no longer believes for oneself. To preach the gospel is to give testimony of the salvation obtained by the grace of God and received through faith in Christ offered to us as the gift of salvation and life. And this, so that others may also know Christ personally and directly, keeping the preacher of the gospel, first and continuously, one's own eyes always looking into the Savior and Lord of his or her own life. For a preacher to be in line with the gospel of Christ, one oneself needs to be clothed with salvation and life according to this gospel and not according to the works one supposedly intends to do in favor of the gospel. Christ did not grant his gospel for people to make the work of preaching this gospel a work through which they can come to demand that God recognize them because of the works they do. Christ recognizes those who are his by heavenly grace and through their faith in him and his work of justification carried out on the cross of Calvary, but he does not recognize those who forget this equal and unique justification for all, and those who so wish to advocate the right to salvation and life through the supposed preaching works they perform in the world. Romans 11, 6. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works, otherwise grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace, otherwise work is no longer work. Romans 5, 15. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. Ephesians 2, 8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Being guided by the Lord to do good works in line with God's will is a result of accepting the heavenly gospel by grace, through faith, and never a way of justifying oneself to be recognized and accepted before the eternal Lord. Trying to reverse the path of justification that leads to good works in the attempt of establishing the way of good works that supposedly leads to justification is a profound distortion and deviation from the understanding of what the gospel of God and the Lord Jesus Christ truly is, as more broadly approached by the subject on the gospel of God's righteousness. Even if a person supposedly came to win the whole world for Christ, but one oneself ceased to believe in Christ and the justification by grace, one would have no benefit from this deed. Mark 8, 36. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, and loses his own soul? Luke 9, 25. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, and is himself destroyed or lost? The one who preaches claiming to be announcing the gospel of grace, but who, at the same time, thinks that the preaching work one does can justify him or her, is also prone to producing wicked fruit, for after or together with one's preaching about grace, one will also tend to demand that the recipients of one's preaching adopt the postures he or she adopts and will seek to enslave them to his or her distorted preaching work. The call to preach the gospel of God results from a personal experience of having received the salvation and life of Christ by grace, and never a means of demanding from Christ the salvation and the newness of life granted by the kingdom of God. The preaching that God longs to be practiced by Christians in the world is the preaching that proceeds from a life clothed in the gospel and from a heart that loves and is overflowing with the love given through the gospel, from a heart that received Christ and that shares that others too can obtain salvation and the newness of life through the same personal act of receiving through faith Christ as Lord in their hearts. It is the Heavenly Father Himself and our Lord Jesus Christ who comfort the heart and who confirm a person also in the good work and good word of the preaching of the gospel of the Lord, and never the works that try to establish the so-called self-righteousness before God. 2 Thessalonians 2 16. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.